Picture Perfect, an hour of music for the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, the focus is on computer animated features. Well, it's no secret that I'm not happy with all the computer-generated images in today's alleged live-action movies. I've gradually come to the conclusion that purely computer-animated entertainment, with the animated characters of a piece with their surroundings, is generally more inventive, entertaining, and wittier than the run-of-the-mill blockbuster. Also, the composers on these projects tend to write more interesting music than their live-action counterparts. Let's begin with the first film in the Ice Age franchise. The story involves an update of the old Three Godfathers scenario, transplanted from the Old West to prehistoric times, with a woolly mammoth, a saber-toothed tiger, and a sloth adopting a human baby. The action is punctuated with interludes featuring a star-crossed rodent called Scrat, who has all the brain power and bad fortune of Wile E. Coyote. The composer is David Newman, son of Golden Age heavy hitter Alfred Newman, brother of Thomas Newman, and cousin of Randy Newman. Here are selections from the original soundtrack to Ice Age. Music from the 2002 film Ice Age. The composer was David Newman. We have two scores now for computer animated features by Michael Giacchino, both of them composed for Pixar Animated Studios. First from his breakout success, The Incredibles, his first major feature. The director, Brad Bird, envisioned a swinging 60s espionage approach to the music. He even attempted to hire John Barry, composer of the Bond scores, but Barry insisted that he had moved on and had no interest in looking back. So Bird hired Giacchino to out-Barry Barry. Here are selections from Pixar's super family satire, The Incredibles.
Thank you.
Music from the 2004 film The Incredibles by Michael Giacchino, who, by the way, was born in Riverside, New Jersey. The Incredibles was his first score for Pixar. He's gone on to write music for Pixar's Ratatouille and Cars 2. He received an Academy Award for the music we're about to hear, written for Pixar's Up.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music from the 2009 film, Up. Pixar's Up was nominated for Best Picture at the 82nd Academy Awards. It was only the second animated feature to be so honored. The first was Disney's Beauty and the Beast from 1991. In 2011, Pixar's Toy Story 3 became the third. The music for Up would bring Michael Giacchino his first Oscar. It's music from computer animated features this week. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. Steven Spielberg and Peter Jackson's first collaboration, The Adventures of Tintin, underperformed, relatively speaking, at the domestic box office. Tintin, the adventurer created by French writer and artist Hergé. It being a Spielberg film, John Williams was given right of first refusal. The composer tackled this, his first animated feature, with gusto. Written back-to-back with the music for Spielberg's War Horse, both scores were nominated for Academy Awards. Not bad for a 79-year-old composer. The Adventures of Tintin is Williams' best score of its kind. That is to say, the most fully developed adventure score since his work on the first Harry Potter film. Unfortunately, since Tintin was not the smash the filmmakers had hoped, the music remains fairly unknown. Here are selections from John Williams' music for the 2011 film, The Adventures of Tintin. Thank you. Music from the 2011 film, The Adventures of Tintin. John Williams, writing in his vintage adventure style, full of leitmotifs and exciting action cues. We've heard those selections from that Academy Award-nominated music. Williams was also nominated that year for his score to War Horse. And with that music from The Adventures of Tintin, we come to the conclusion of this week's program. An hour of scores for computer-animated features. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Support for this program has been provided in part by a grant from the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by the listener members of the Classical Network. It's listeners just like you who make Picture Perfect possible. Visit our website at wwfm.org and click on donate/renew. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, check out my Facebook page, Classic Ross Amico.